We live. Welcome back to the Ben Lofton Podcast. I'm your host, Chris Gerzen. Alongside with me, I got Ramon.
Yo.
And I got Jesse.
Yo.
Welcome back, y'all. Nice dudes.
Hey, it's the Dewcast.
It's not dewy outside, though.
No, it's opposite. It's fucking freezing.
It's freezing and it's sunny. What?
It's warmer than it was this morning. This morning was ass. Oh,
yeah, last night and this morning, complete shit. Yeah. It was so cold.
And
it was
so cold.
Seeing the weather back and forth like this has gotten me like broken, you know? Because it was, remember the day where it was like 19 degrees?
It was so warm. Yeah.
And you wore t-shirts? Like, I wore a t-shirt.
It was the day before the first day of spring.
Yeah.
2 days before the first day of spring.
Yeah, something like that.
And then the next day was raining. And then the next day it was just cold. But the next day it was warm again. And then it got cold, and then it snowed.
It's like Mother Nature just like teasing with our hearts.
Yeah, what's going on?
I don't know.
Mother should probably be like, yo, y'all fucking me up, I'll fuck you guys up right now.
Yo, oh God, that's probably exactly how it's going.
All right, we got to go pick up some trash off the streets, guys. Because that's going to help with the environment and shit.
I thought that was going to go somewhere
else.
I was
waiting for something.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. That's what like environmentalists would probably say.
Yeah, but usually when we talk about the streets, we're not referring to garbage.
Yeah. I mean,
that's a different kind of streets.
I mean, and that's a different type of garbage.
Yeah, that's a different kind of garbage.
That is true.
You're not garbage, Jesse.
I appreciate that because I'm back on these because I am back on these streets.
You a fresh Milky Way rapper on the streets
I'm
right now.
I'm a fresh Milky Way rapper on the streets.
Yeah, there you go.
That is crazy.
Welcome.
You are like a rap fruit roll up rapper.
Yo, I don't want to be on these streets, bro. Streets is cold.
Yeah. What's up, y'all? Cold. How's it been? I forgot what we talked about on the last potty.
I forgot too.
When was the last time we recorded a podcast?
It was February.
I think so. I don't even know.
Well, what day is it today?
It's been like a month or so ago.
Yeah.
Well, today is the 23rd of March, so. Clearly, it's been a minute.
Yeah. I thought you were going to give me an actual date. You're just like, yeah, it's March, so we probably recorded
If we recorded in February, it was at the very minimum 23 days ago.
Yeah. Facts. It's been a minute, yo.
Yeah.
New, y'all?
What's new with y'all? Because I know y'all just came from...
We just came back from Windsor, where it was 20 degrees damn near every day. It was beautiful.
That's another place where I was just like...
Was it really 20 degrees
out
there?
Dude, yeah. It was nice out there.
It didn't snow over there. It's still dry.
Although at night it was pretty freaking cold.
It was
cold.
Chilly at night.
So you had to drink.
You had to drink on a blanket.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You had to drink?
Also, when you drink, you get hot.
Yeah. You vasodilate. Your blood just gets rushing. It's also a way to get hypothermic really quickly, ironically.
Why don't you just wear a jacket?
Because we're Canadian. No one fucking coat checks, bro.
Yeah.
Are you paying for coat check when you go out?
I
remember when I used to, like, first time I used to go clubbing, I used to like do coat check and I'm like, this is fucking bullshit.
Yeah.
I remember
$5.
Yeah, bro.
And then
I think it was like $10, bro.
Then you have to keep your ticket and then wait, bro, at the end to get your shit back.
Was it mandatory?
Huh?
Was it mandatory coat check? Or did you just take your jacket upstairs?
You can't be, you don't want to carry your jacket.
What if you have a booth? Bro?
Well, if you have a booth,
we always had a booth, but like I remember thinking, or I remember like I always like not always, but like in the beginning I did coat check, and I remember like I would be drunk and be like trying to find my fucking ticket and be like, where the fuck is it, bro? And then I'd forgotten I had given it to my friend, but then my friend is already outside going to an Uber, and I'm like, yo man, like hold on, you have my ticket.
This is
like,
such a Canadian problem.
Yeah, by the way.
You have my fucking ticket, and then. Yeah.
So you gotta take a photo of the ticket or put it behind your phone case.
Yeah.
Those are the veteran moves.
Oh, the phone case trick.
Yeah, those are the veteran moves.
I remember those days.
So literally, I saved, the only time I brought a jacket was the last night, the last club night, because we had a booth.
Club night? How many times did you guys go to a club?
We went to a club 3 times.
All right, so I think we gotta break it down from the beginning.
Okay, break it down.
So this is your first ever Kin Games, hosted by University of Windsor.
Shout out W's.
First of all, I want to say that the Windsor waterfront is freaking gorgeous because it's the river and across from Detroit.
The view to Detroit
does not look like shit.
From far.
I did cross the border actually, so I went up early. I did cross the border to get dinner one night. which is a whole other story on its own. Like, we got pulled into secondary and shit. It was crazy.
They
took us out of the car. They searched it.
Where do you work? What are you doing here? Dude, I'm just here to get
in. And I was drunk. Yeah. Because I already started drinking.
Oh, so. I guess maybe because you were drunk and they were like...
No.
They just pull you over.
So, because like people go across all the time. Yeah, but when we pulled up to the front, they were like, what's your reason for the visit? And where are you going? We're like, if I'm being honest, we're only going for dinner. I don't know where we're going yet. We're going to figure out when we get there.
Oh, okay.
Which is true. And usually it's fine because out there, people cross all the time. Even Americans, when they come into Canada, sometimes they don't even need a passport. You can just get something different. I forgot what it's called. But you don't need a passport necessarily to cross. No, not really. It's some kind of advanced ID where you could cross directly over as long as you stay within the city, across the border, something like that. But either way, so we crossed to get dinner. They pulled us out of the car. We had to go in to get interviewed, and then they search the car and everything. They leave the doors open, the hood open, trunk open, all that shit. You got to go close everything, drive off.
Yeah.
So I went across. We had dinner. I bought all my four locos and shit, and we came back.
I seen that, yes.
Yeah, so those did their job. Those did their job. So, yeah, either way. So the way structure works is 4 days.
Yeah.
So it's you check in on the Wednesday, and then it's Thursday, Friday, Saturday of just straight sports. By day, partying by night.
Sports. Athletics.
Yeah.
Sports.
Day athletics. One, registration.
Yeah. Was it tiring as how...
bro, the first...
You don't sleep.
You don't... Honestly, well... I had a good night's sleep the first and the last
Because the first night's the most tame night. And the last night, you're just done. You don't want to go out. Yeah. So you just sleep.
But yeah, you don't sleep.
Because like, you don't realize how quickly the day goes. So like, day one is registration, so it's easiest. You already start. Like, Chris only got to Windsor at like, what, one, two?
What?
Like when you arrived in Windsor
on Wednesday. No, we arrived at like 4:35.
Your car at noon. Yeah. It's a 4-hour drive. So by the time, most teams are already there. So like, it was kind of just a bunch of meetings. You check and get your shit, and then you meet your team, in your case. I was just shooting photos the whole time, so I would be there. And then we go out the first night, stoplight party, green if you're single, yellow if you're complicated, red if you're taken, straight to the club, party for the night. Wake up 6 in the morning because the bus...
6 in the morning?
Yeah, because the first bus from our hotel to the campus leaves at 6:40. Yeah. And then opening ceremonies start at 8 a.m. sharp because it's a very stringent schedule. Like it's like 8 o'clock to like 4 p.m. or 5 p.m. is straight sports.
Yeah.
Word in this case it was opening ceremony and the first sport, and then basically that schedule restart for the 3 days carries on. Like you wake up at 6 or earlier if you want to shower and all that. Bus leaves 6:40 earliest. Everything starts at 8 a.m. in terms of sports.
Yeah,
and then you get back to the hotel for like 5-6 o'clock. Get ready, go out.
Bro, this is like an 8-to-5 job, bro.
There's no break.
There's no break, dude. Like people nap between like their games.
Yeah.
On the floor or wherever. Like it's a whole thing. And then, it's pretty intense, too, because it's also not like it's like you have that much downtime. Like, it's a strict sports schedule. Like, it's a lot going on.
Yeah.
And then you get back. You could take a nap if you want, but you wake up, you're probably going to get iced. So you just don't do it.
Yeah.
And then, like, you go out to party that night. And next thing you know, also, because, like, it's just like bars here. Like, even though you all go out for, like, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, like, you don't really start getting into it till like, midnight, 1.
Yeah.
Right? So, like, if you were to go home at 1 in the morning... and slept the second you got back to the hotel, you're probably only sleeping, 4.5 hours?
Yeah.
And if you're having fun, you're not leaving at 1 a.m. You're leaving at 2.
Yeah.
Right? And then you're going to get food. Next thing you know, you're sleeping for 2.5 hours and you're getting up and do it all over again the next day. So all men get sick when they're back because it's just like a straight disrespect to your body for 4 days.
Disrespect to your body.
Fam, trust me. So how was it, Chris? Your first one.
Yo, honestly... I underestimated like the amount of energy you needed to have that.
Damn, yeah, you need to bring it.
Yeah, and like, yo, bro, water is your best friend.
Water is your best friend.
I'm so cheesed because I'm like, maybe I could get away with not bringing my bottle.
Oh, you didn't bring your bottle?
I was gonna bring my big jug, like my 4 liter.
I'm surprised you didn't bring it.
I'm like, maybe I can get away with it, like. I've done trips before, like I've lasted like drinking without like having to drink a lot of water. That's like different. I'll probably find a water bottle somewhere.
Well, I mean, we did give you one in your pack. I guess.
But that wasn't even enough, dude. Advils, best friends. Your best friends are Advils and Tylenol, cold and sinus, morning and after.
Trust me,
dude.
You sound like an old man, bro.
No, Ramon. It's
like,
Ramon.
You actually know, like, seriously, even people who are, like, still in college, because, like, I can't lie, for us, like, this one hurt. In the past, like, I get away with it. I only get sick afterwards. Like, off day one, I was like, fuck, it's going to be a long week.
Oh, fuck.
But, like, usually what you do is, like, you wake up in the morning and you take your shower, drink your beer in the shower, whatever it is. You need to get the day going. You take, like, you chew a vitamin B12, you take your vitamin C and D, and then whatever cold medicine, Advil, to help with the hangover and so you don't get sick that day.
Yeah.
And then you go into it. It's crazy. Like, you actually need a prep. It's fucked.
Remote. And also, on top of it, it's like, bro, we're also getting older, too. So we're not drinking like we used to. Because, like, they're at their prime drinking age right now. I mean, we are, too.
Yeah, but, like, we peaked early.
Yeah, we peaked early. That's the thing. We've
been doing this.
So, like, they're drinking, like, fine right now. But, like, we're just trying to catch up. So let me give you an example. I think it was night two. Night two is when I went crazy. This is the first time I was
this
drunk.
Is the Barbie theme night.
Yes. Yeah. That was a Barbie theme night. This is when Jalen was like, yo, I've never seen this guy drunk in my life, bro.
Yo, you were fucking, yeah, you were lit.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember this. Yeah.
But I blacked out too drunk. I was a blackout drunk. Like, yeah. Not like I passed out, but more like I forgot.
You can remember, yep.
No, this guy was.
So I had a lot of drinks
after it.
In me, went to bed.
You also got, like, iced three times before we even got to the bar.
Yeah, I also got iced. Went to bed at probably like, what, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock. Had to be up for 6 in the morning so I could get my team on their bus for 7.
Yeah.
I woke up at 6. Or no, I woke up in the middle of the night, maybe just an hour in. My head was thumping. I got up so slow. I went to the washroom. Visual people obviously can't see this, but you guys can. I went to the washroom. I'm like, yo, I gotta take a shit. So I took a shit and I'm like, frick, I gotta puke too. Oh no. So I'm like, yo, I have to poo and take I have to puke too. Yo, oh my gosh, I'm gonna die.
Hey, there's some decisions you gotta make at that point. Yeah. So you gotta end the shit early, flush, and then go. Or you grab the garbage can.
So I grabbed the garbage and I put it in front of me as I was on the toilet and I had my hand like this.
And
I was sitting there for 30 minutes just doing this.
Your head?
I'm like, oh my God. I'm like, I'm never going to drink again, bro. I hate this.
And you drank the next day.
Well, hold on. I was like, okay, I don't have to puke. Got up, finished my dookie. Got up and then I was dizzy. I went to the sink and the mirror and I was like,
just staring at yourself. Yo, I know those all too well. Even if you're not a visual, even if you, like, obviously you can't see this because I'm not recording it, but just from that description, you know exactly what he was doing.
Yeah.
Hands on the fucking counter, on a counter, staring in the mirror,
just and you just being, look at, like, yourself. You're just reflecting on the night you had
and the mistakes you made.
And this, and like, these are your repercussions. This is like, this is what happens to you. I'm like, okay, I don't need to puke. I stumble back to bed, and I go into fetal position, and I'm like, no, I can't do this. My co-ambo wakes up. He's like, yo, Chris. I'm like, what? He's like, yo, we gotta go. We gotta get the guys down. I'm like, go without me. Go without me. I can't. He's like, what do you mean? No, please, I can't. I'll come later, bro. Just take them to the school. I'll get an Uber. I'll get an Uber, bro. I can't get out of this bed right now. It hurts. Everything hurts. Downed like 2 Tylenols, got an Advil, took Gravol.
You're good to go. Yeah. That drug cocktail right there?
Yeah. Perfect.
Your liver
is
working.
Oh, yeah.
No, you saw it. So acetaminophen is processed by the liver, but ibuprofen is processed by your kidneys. So you could take both at the same time.
Yeah. You could take Advil and Tylenol at the same time.
So Advil and Tylenol, you take, that's all week this week because I got sick when I got back. I've been taking two Tylenol and 1 Advil every single time I take drugs, every 6 to 8 hours. Yeah. So you can do both.
I didn't even do that.
A shower and I'm like, frick, I just got to force it.
Yeah, those showers, like, game changer. Also, the hotel showers are fantastic.
They were fantastic, yeah. They were
so great. Like, when you were, like, drunk, when you woke up or hungover, that shower actually saved your life.
Yeah. I actually pulled an Usher. Because like, my head was hurting, so I put my hand on the wall while the water was hitting me and I'm like,
just letting that water hit you in the head. Just the steam filling up the room. Yeah. Trust me. These are
Gosh. No, it was so much fun though. We were in a sea of, it was snowing.
It was definitely
snowing. It was 20 degrees there. No, it was 20 degrees there, but it was snowing.
It was snowing.
Huh?
There was a
brother, look at me. It was snowing.
It was snow. There was mayonnaise all around.
How does that make sense? with the weather, and wouldn't the snow just melt? Like,
what? I mean,
we were in the mountain of Caucasus.
Just it was white bitches everywhere. God damn.
We were surrounded by white people.
Yeah.
We were surrounded by white people. Just like white people.
I mean, it was actually it's mostly women. Kinesiology is definitely like a female dominated.
Which is fantastic. Really? Yeah, shout out to the women, bro. Shout out to y'all.
Absolutely.
The ratio was 2-1.
It was 2-1.
Girls to guys.
Yeah, absolutely.
Which was amazing. And I'm like,
team, I think there was one team only had 4 dudes on it.
Yeah, it was all girls.
And every team is like 16 people.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Unless you're from the Atlantic, then it's just 6.
Yeah, then 4.
Yeah.
But shout out to them too. They made it work.
They were hype.
Yeah. It was a lot of white people.
Yeah.
So I borrowed EJ's speaker. Shout out EJ for letting me borrow a speaker. And I'm like, yo, I'm going to be bumping music all week. Because I'm like, I feel like they're just going to be praying. I mean, no offense to what y'all listen to, but they'd be listening to like Morgan Wallen or probably like Sam Hunt T-Swift.
It was pretty yeehaw.
Yeah.
It was pretty
yeehaw. So I'm like, let me bring some culture there, bro. Let me bring Afro beats. Let me bring reggaeton. Let me bring like Spanish music. Let me just do something.
And that shit did not work.
Them ones. Let me play them ones.
Yeah, I have a playlist of shit I listen to in the gym. I just call it them ones. Or like when I'm in the car with hood niggas, I just play that playlist because it's just like, it was them ones.
You know what
I
mean?
Like that's where I have all my tracks. So I shared it with Chris to play around his team. Yeah, they're from Nipissing, so.
No, but wait.
There was a surprise there, yeah.
So I bumped it throughout the week. Everyone was like, what the heck? What's that? So I'll be playing like an Afrobeat song. They're like, oh my gosh, who's Burna?
There was a moment you played Burna Boy.
Yeah.
And the only people who recognized it were Maddie Bullock. So she's from BC and she's a dancer. She's vibey.
Yeah.
She was getting in. She was getting jiggy. And then 2 black girls from University of Lethbridge.
From Lethbridge, yeah.
Is in Alberta. And that's it.
And that's it. Nobody else knew. Everyone was just like, oh my gosh.
Mind you, he was playing Last. Song of the year.
Yeah. By Burna Boy. And he just had a concert.
Nobody knew.
Except for us. Like just us, Mandem, and then like a couple of girls.
Yeah.
And then just as a
yo, the message and then
just as an experiment, I played T-Swift. Everyone started bumping that.
That's crazy. Yeah.
You belong with me.
But that was a vibe though.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was that one dude getting sturdy to it too. It was crazy.
But Nipissing, yo, shout out.
University of Nipissing is in North Bay for context. Ontario.
It's Ontario, so it's still
north.
Yeah,
but that's up there, bro.
Yeah. So you'd think Ontario? Anyone who thinks Ontario would be like Toronto? No. There's schools all around, bro.
Yeah.
North Bay white school. Shout out Nip, bro. Those are my guys.
They did well.
My first impression on them, I'm like, oh my gosh, man, these guys are white. They won't vibe. I'm gonna have trouble like getting close with them, bro. I played my music, and these guys were going crazy. These guys were like, "Yo, Chris, send me your playlist. I love this music. This sounds fire." But they're also white too, so they'll also listen to like Natasha Bedingfield. Like,
okay, but everyone listens to Natasha.
But yeah,
Natasha Bedingfield gets the black card. She can come to any concert she wants to.
But like on the side, they were just like, "Yo." Yo, this music is fire. Like some of the girls on my team, like, yo, Chris, send me them ones.
Yeah, there was that one girl this blew my mind. You told me that girl wanted that playlist.
Yes.
I was like, Smoke Dogs on this playlist. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I have Roni on here. It's like, not
these
like
are like underground like
playlist.
Toronto rappers
yeah,
too.
Yeah, like,
they're
I
on these.
I have some tunes on there that people wouldn't know.
And she's like, Chris, I'm vibing with this. Yo, send me this playlist. And I'm like, which one? And she's like, all of them. Give me your, what is that? Afro beats? Yeah, I'll take that too. And I'm like, mental. My team, shout out Nipissing University, second place
overall, which
overall
is crazy.
First academics, they didn't even think they could do it, which is crazy.
Because historically they're always like a top 3 sports winner. Like that school produces athletes, bro. I don't know what it is. The oxygen concentrations out there in Northern
tall,
Ontario,
Ramon,
they're big
they're
as
tall.
Fuck.
You're the shortest to them.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
And then, but in our group, you're like one of the tallest.
I guess.
but it's like they're so athletic, bro.
The crazy
Halo ball.
I have so many photos of people on your team dunking on people.
I have nightmares on Halo ball for other teams.
I had so many disrespectful moments where I was like walking around. I'm trying to shoot the same teams over and over again, but my eyes are always drawn to these guys, and I'd see someone throw a lob up, and then someone just getting yammed on regularly.
So for context,
bro.
Halo ball is like a mix of European handball, and basketball.
Yeah.
Mixed with a little bit of volleyball aspect to it.
Just because the shape of the ball.
Just because of the shape. So like two poles, rope attached, and a net in the middle.
Yeah.
Two teams.
No backboard, just a hoop.
No backboard, just a hoop.
Yeah, I've seen it online.
Yeah. You can't bounce it. You could take two steps and you have to pass it. You could bounce it off of objects so you can take your steps again. But then whatever. Dunk is 1 point.
A
shot is two. A three is
I don't remember what
the No. Isn't a three
Oh, sorry. A shot is a three. An alley-oop is a two.
Alley-oop is a two, yeah. A shot is a three and alley-oop is a two. Mm-hmm. And so my team, because they're tall, like the average height there is like 6'5". That's average height.
That's crazy.
Even the girls on their team, bro, were huge.
Even the girls on my team were athletic and huge.
Yeah, man. They don't play around.
Some of the guys love the Raptors. So I saw one of them do Vince Carter's dunk. I saw one of them go under the leg and dunk it over someone's head. I'm like,
fam, they were violating.
I'm like, no. This is not fair. I'm like, this is not fair to
and
have
it was even funnier to me because so Halo Ball, we played on day one, like opening ceremonies, Halo Ball.
Yeah.
And Chris hasn't really been immersed in the culture yet because like, even though it's really competitive, I'm also really friendly. Like, you don't like to showboat or anything.
I don't like to do friendly shit.
The amount of times I see someone get dunked on and then Chris be running around doing the head top, it'd be like too easy.
I'm like, let's go, Nick. No boys. I play with no boys.
It's so funny to watch this guy.
But like the whole thing is like, it's like you're trying to rally the teams together. So they have this cheer where it's like, let's go both teams. And I'm looking at my partner Jalen. We're like, what do you mean? Let's go both teams. Let's go my team, bro. Like my team is winning right now.
It seems pretty friendly. It's still like pretty cutthroat.
Yeah,
but it's just so things don't get heated.
We could get friendly.
Yeah.
On the outside, but if we're running a game, like bro, if we're running basketball, if we're running volleyball, if we're on the opposite team, I'm not gonna be like, nice serve, Ramon. Oh, nice block on me, Ramon. No, I want to be competitive. I want to beat you. You want to beat me. Like, and then at the end, then we can shake hands and we can be like, all right, we're good. We're good at the end.
Yeah.
Let's go both teams.
Nah, but because these people were actually throwing down dunks on.
No,
dunks
like
on
we were it, to the point where like. I had to switch up and be like, let's go both teams. No. Like, we won a game where it was 21-9.
You guys didn't lose a game.
No, we lost one.
Oh, okay. Like,
by 1 point.
I thought that was bench ball. My bad.
It was hill ball. But every single game we won, academics-wise, like they didn't think they could do it. They did it. First place. Athletics first place. Spirit, whatever, who cares. And then overall, second place compared to last year, they came in 11th.
Who came first then?
University of British Columbia.
Yeah, University of British Columbia. Yeah, they were amazing.
They were actually.
but they came second place. So proud of Nipissing University, yo! Shout out y'all, man.
University, man.
Y'all made the experience like one of a kind. To the point where I'm like, I don't even want to be an AMBO next year if I'm not their AMBO.
There's that respect.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah.
It's definitely a toss up whether or not I'm gonna go back. Because obviously, at this point, if I go back, I'll be what 27. Which is fucking crazy. Well, you're already 27 now, I guess, so it doesn't really matter.
Damn.
Old ass motherfucker, 27.
Damn. So I'll go back, I'll be 28.
You would be 28. But the thing is, if I do go back, it would be...
Okay, Brenner.
Yeah, I know, right? I'd be running the media, though. There were people who were older, though. Some people on the teams, like Concordia University, is like half their team was 24 years old. Because I have CJEP out there. I didn't know it was a thing where they actually have extra set of school.
Yeah.
They graduated in grade 11. I didn't know this.
Yeah.
They do CJEP. It's like 2 to 3 years of school. Then you go to university.
Oh, okay.
So either you go to school outside of Quebec and you graduate early, or you're younger than everyone because you're early, or you go in after and then everyone is like 24 or 25 when they graduate.
The only way I'd go back, honestly, is if I do something different.
Yeah.
So maybe I help you out on something, or like if I do something on the side, mm-hmm. or if I do end up being an AMBO again, and I'm with Nipissing again.
Yeah, fair.
But yeah, like no offense to other teams, like I'd love to be part of another team, but like when you set a bar this high with a team,
a podium finish your first Kin Games is pretty wild.
Yeah, it's like yo, you don't wanna. You're a coach. You're a new coach to a team.
Yeah.
You want to win with this team now. So next year, I want to get a W with this team if I'm doing it. I don't want to go to another team and then see if I can get a W with them.
Keep it consistent.
Keep it consistent.
I don't really go back if I'm running the media. Like, I was a photographer this year. It's the reason why I went back. And, there's a lot of things about the organizational side of things that were, like, a little
mash
bit...
up?
No, not Mashup. I don't say they did it. They still did a really good job. But like, because I do this for a living now, like, it's just like if you watch someone do something that you're really good at, not to the same caliber, like, I would do this different. I would do this different. Yeah. It's a little bit frustrating to watch from behind the scenes.
Yeah.
So I want to be a little bit more. If I do go back, I would definitely want to run all their media and then have an actual plan for everything and like execute it properly.
Yeah.
So same thing too. Like, since I work in like sports events and stuff like that now, and like, and seeing how events are run and seeing how events are like are created from the ground up.
Yeah.
Looking at it, I'm like, wow, like I don't even work events full time, but I feel like I could run this very differently.
Yeah.
And a lot more efficiently.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Than this. And it's a really cool like outside perspective looking in.
Yeah.
And you're like, yeah, I'd love to be part of this next year. But like, shout out to like the two
Rob and Amanda.
Yeah, Rob down. And then shout out to the new ones next year. Oh, the two Asian guys.
You got Dar and Cody, my Filipino.
Yeah, Dar and Cody's running
RU next year.
Yeah, in Calgary.
But I will say, it's also a little biased because we do this for a living. They're just kinesiology students who know the event.
Yeah, I was going to say. Like, yeah.
So it's obviously like, you have to give them some slack. This is not an easy event.
No, like, that's what I said. I'm like, it was
hundreds
great.
Of people going to a fantastic. City that you have to organize and do it. Like, it's a big lift.
Because a lot of people thought it was going to be bad.
Yeah.
Ended up going pretty well.
It went really well.
Oh, really well. Like, for the most part, everyone survived.
Everyone survived
for the most part.
Yeah, I mean, we had four hospitalizations, I think.
Yeah, a little bit of wounds,
sports injuries,
a little bit of wounds, a little bit of nights where mans couldn't sleep because you know there was some like nonsense happening in our hotel room.
Facts, bro.
Waste mans, bro. Oh my gosh,
that's a story for another day. That's what we take offline.
Yeah, that's what we take offline. Yeah. But yo, honestly, it was an amazing trip. Ramon, if you ever want to do this, bro, this would be like the perfect place for you, honestly.
Why?
You would enjoy the energy.
Because energy-wise, athletics, it'd be great. And then the night, the party life after, fantastic too.
I get what you're saying, but bro, that sounds so exhausting.
It does. It's funny how you it already sounds exhausting to you.
Yeah.
To me, I'm like, yeah, I could get by. I could get by it. No.
Dang.
No, it was tough. And I lost my voice, so
yeah.
I'm just getting the voice back right now.
Yeah, you said this is the most you've ever spoken in like a week.
Yeah.
There's a lot of screaming. I didn't know I'd be into the cheers like that.
It's the energy, it's the vibes. Like, if you don't do it, you're kind of left out almost.
Yeah.
So
you get peer pressure to do it.
It's just anything though.
That's what I mean. Like, that's the culture of the event.
It
right?
is.
Yeah,
so,
yeah. Yeah, no, it was... At first, when you get there, it almost seemed kind of culty coming in.
Coming in as
a newbie.
We're a cult. It's a cult.
Yeah, coming in as like a newbie because like they have all these cheers. They have and it's almost like it's like wow, like this is kind of weird. Like what did I just jump into? And then at the end of the week, when you're finally done, you're like, oh yo, I'm part of a cult.
You get brainwashed.
I'm brainwashed. Yo, I'm in this.
I'm drinking the red Kool-Aid.
Oh, yeah, the Kool-Aid is definitely chugged.
yeah,
because you got buffaloed. But yeah, honestly, it's one of those things where like, I always say this to people in just general, like, if you buy in, you have fun.
Yeah.
If you watch from the outside, you're like, yo, this is corny. I want to do it. So on and so on. For. Like, you're already there. Just do it. You know what I mean? Yeah. Then you'll have fun. It's one thing if you're like not supposed to be there, but if you wanted to be there or you joined, not that it wasn't what you expected, just buy in anyways. You'll enjoy it.
Yeah. Yeah. So the thing, like, it's the whole point of like buying into the whole culture, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And shout out to like the organizers because... You buy in from the organization.
Yeah.
Do it right, then it's easier to get to buy
1,000%.
If they're in it, like if they have the energy in it, then like everyone's going to be a part of it.
Yeah.
So it was.
Sounds like you had a real good time.
I converted one more. I got Nigel. I got you.
Almost got Elijah. Yeah.
Oh, wait, he was going to come, wasn't he? Not?
He wanted to, but he couldn't get work off.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
You would have enjoyed it. I mean, you got a taste of it when we went on our BC trip and all that because you stopped and hang out with us that one night.
And I definitely could hang.
Absolutely could hang.
Dude, Ramon, so I learned from you.
Wait, what?
So you know how you down an ice? You know how you like you lick from the bottom?
Yo, I did one of those.
Yeah, I learned from you. the first night when we got there, I met my team for the first time.
Yeah.
We brought... Me and my buddy brought our team merch. We brought them like Raptors and Leafs merch. So like that, you know, just to kiss their ass. And they loved it.
Yeah.
And they're like, yo, Chris, Jalen, we got you guys something too. And we're like, what is it? And it was two t-shirts rolled up.
Yeah.
Rolled up like this.
Should have known.
I knew it. And it was on the bed. They pushed it to us. They're like, here you guys go. And we're like, I looked at it and I'm like, thanks guys. We'll take it back to our room. They're like, no, you should open it up and put it on. And I'm like, I'm like, guys, you guys really want to do this right now? They're like, want to do what? I'm like, damn. Oh no, what could it be? Open it up. And it's an ice. So my buddy, he can't chug for shit.
He was also sick.
He was also sick the first night. So I'm like, I'm gonna make a good first impression on these guys. This is where it's time to shine. I've learned from shotgunning and I'm gonna try the trick the Ramon does on these guys. Took the ice, popped it. And they're like, Oh, this guy drinks. I'm like, chill. Did the top, swirled, boom, 1, 2, 3, 4, done. They're like, yeah. I'm like, yep.
I wish I saw that.
I was trying not to show it.
Yo, but you're hurting, bro.
Everything burned. Everything hurt. I'm like,
your eyes are watering up, Loki.
Yeah. If I could express it, my face would have been like.
Yo, trust me, dude.
But I was like, yeah, I did that. I do that. I do that all the time. Yeah. Yeah.
I ain't gonna cap. Every time I got iced a lot this weekend to the point where I didn't buy alcohol until the last night. I used my Four Locos and all the fucking times I got iced. But
that's okay.
I would stick my finger in the top of I would open my ice. I'd cover the hole by sticking my finger into it.
Hey.
I mean, there's no saving that one. I would decarbonate. I would shake it a little bit, let the air out, put my finger back in, shake it a little bit. So it's a little bit less carbonated.
Yeah.
You know, so it's a little bit of a veteran move. But there was one time I got iced. So, like, for one of the feed matches, reality TV, because I was on the media team, we didn't have a costume. We didn't think about it. We only met there.
Yeah. Kid
so
Hub.
We got black t-shirts.
Hub Games.
And then we made, like, fake Pornhub logos.
Yeah.
Pornhub, it said Kid Games in the same lettering and all that.
Yeah, yeah.
And then we wore that. So when we were shooting, it looked like we were, like, a porn film crew.
Yeah.
So then I got iced, and then someone was recording me, and I'm like, well, because I had, like, the Pornhub thing on my chest. I might as well make it look as sexual as possible. So I fucking licked the whole thing, like mad sus. It looked super sus. And then I stuck it in my mouth and just chugged it like in my mouth. It was fucking way too sus.
But veteran,
like, this one was for Ramon. In my head, I was like, this is for Ramon.
But it worked. I'm like, this is veteran. Like, these guys love it. I'm like, I'm chugging this like it's nothing. I'm like, this is, I did that.
Yeah, but it was also the second you got there, so it's gonna be a long week.
Oh yeah, we just got there, and that was my first drink. We got back to the room, I was already dizzy
because
we didn't have food, and I had to take my meds.
Yeah,
so I took my seizure meds right after, and I'm like, no, this is done. I'm done for the night. It's like, yo, Chris, we got to go to the club tonight. I'm like, what do you mean we? I'm not going anywhere, bro. I'm staying here tonight. Oh, it's dizzy.
And that bar ended up being a vibe too. So
each club was it was a progression. It got better and better.
It did.
First club didn't feel like a club. It almost felt like a...
It was like a college bar. It was kind of small.
It's
like underground.
Yeah.
And then like the DJ set was in the middle.
Those are like... I've had some like rough nights in those. And
yeah.
Some really fun nights.
Yeah.
This is the kind of bar where like I feel like if you go 10 times, 9 times, you're going to have a shit time.
Yeah, but the one time,
you'll have a lot of fun. Downstairs was amazing. You go downstairs, it's an arcade.
I didn't even know. I had to go take a piss. And then I was like, yo, there's a fucking arcade down here? This is sick. It was a vibe. Yeah. But foosball. Very much a college bar. Yeah. Foosball and shit. Yeah.
But the music was not good. And I'm in my opinion.
It was not great.
They're catering to the Mayo.
Again, to be fair, like this is where I said, like, you're gonna get a realization where Canada is not what you think. 'Cause we live in Toronto. We have a very, very bad representation of what this country is.
Yeah. It is like Toronto is like very
Toronto
like,
is very diverse and it's very large. Yeah,
and it's just
the GTA in it's Toronto.
Just GTA,
Toronto.
Yeah.
The second you pass that green belt, my brother.
Yeah. Everything's like, baby, lock them doors and turn the lights down low. Yo, that's that new Randy Travis right there. That's a new down.
Trust me, bro.
And then the next club was a little bit better. They had separate rooms. It's like Luxies. One room was country, the other room was hip hop.
Got you.
So obviously went to hip hop. Hip hop was fire. It was amazing. They
I didn't
playing
get
tracks.
To enjoy that night. You know what's crazy? Because this night I didn't have to deal with any kind of medical situation. But there was a fucking massive car accident. It just happened to be that the person who's running the event, her husband got hit by it.
Oh, is her husband good, by the way?
Yeah. So because he's mad tall. And he was walking up to the bar to where we were at. Sorry?
What is him being mad?
I'll explain in a second.
Okay.
So he's walking. He's like,
hit his dick.
He gets to an intersection, and there's people like racing up and down the street. It was just that kind of. It's a small town. It's Windsor. If you have a decent car, you're gonna speed up the street and get no hope.
Oh, that guy, folks.
Yeah. So I think this guy was drunk because apparently his girlfriend was following him. So either way, he lost control of his car, fishtailed, and he's walking with a group of people. Also, the organizer's like sister was a captain of Windsor. They're all together. It was three of them, whatever. He pushes her out of the way because he hears it, sees the car coming, and before he's able to get out of the way, the car jumps the sidewalk, hits a bench, the bench clips his knees and shins him, and then he ends up underneath the bench and the front of the car. So that bench essentially saved his life because he's so tall. He ended up getting clipped by it instead of being completely flung. So if he was shorter, he would have been fucked.
Fuck.
Yeah. Or if he didn't see it coming too, would have been fucked. Yeah. Chris? Dunzo.
No, I would Dunzo. Done.
Under the car. Yeah. Under the car.
Fuck. Windsor's my death place.
He didn't even go to the hospital. He's fucking when the paramedics came.
Man dusted himself off. He's like, yeah, that's good.
He's like, the adrenaline wore off, he's like, fuck it, I'll be fine. He just got some crutches and chilled the rest of the week. He was just limping.
Oh.
Like for sure he had cracks in his tibias.
Yeah.
But he probably drunk as hell.
No, it was just adrenaline. I don't think he was even drinking. Oh, okay. Yeah.
If that time, it was
just adrenaline. Yeah, but just because he was aware of his shit, he definitely saved this girl by pushing her out the way and then was able to kind of do enough to not get completely mowed by this car.
Wait, and that girl was his wife's sister.
So his wife, so the girl who was running the event, her name was Amanda, one of them. It just happened to be that her younger sister was one of the captains, and then he was just there for moral support and helping out whenever he could. So he was at the event too. So he's on the way to the bar to go see his wife. She was already there. She ended up running all the way back for it.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was crazy. But because I was on the way, so I had to shoot.
Bro, that amount of leverage he has now, I saved your sister.
Oh, absolutely, right? I saved your sister, right? I'm the husband of the year. Great guy too. He's a teacher. He's actually a professional a hockey referee.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So he's a ref for OHL games, Mitch Marner and shit like that. It was crazy. That's yeah. But I don't know. Wild stuff. So that night, I didn't get to fully enjoy it because I had to shoot at the clubs, bring my stuff back to the hotel, and then go back to the bar every night because it was part of my job. So on the way back, we come across the accident right when it happens. We didn't see it.
Oh.
But we were going to Taco Bell, and right across from Taco Bell, it happened to be the accident. So we went to go be nosy, check it out. We're like, oh, shit, we know them.
Oh.
And we ended up just staying there because people were recording. We wanted to, we built a little wall with our bodies around them.
Yeah.
So and by the time we finished dealing with it, it was too late to go back to the bar. So we just went back to the hotel, finished drinking, called it a night. But
it was a fantastic night.
Yeah, probably I didn't actually get to enjoy any of the nights.
Probably one of my favorites.
Yeah, great night.
And then the last night was when it had a bunch of booths. We Nipissing got there first, so we claimed the biggest booth.
Smart.
Claimed the biggest booth. We bought bottles for our team. Best ambos out here. Bought Ciroc bottles, the cheapest ones. We were not gonna get Casamigos. Are you crazy? Freaking Casamigos were $400.
Bro. We went to our karaoke bar one time and we accidentally ordered two bottles of Casamigos. The bill?
Oh.
Two bottles of Casamigos. That's probably $800 right there.
Buddy.
Yeah.
Buddy.
That's tough.
That's
We had one girl. She was able, I don't know how, but she was able to talk him down to LCBO prices.
Oh, wow.
Which was $80, bro. Or it was $100 and something maybe. Or something
that
like
is but
like,
okay, that's still good. That's
still
good. Savior,
yeah. But sorry. Go on.
No, yeah, they were. That's wild. Our team, we're like, we were asking our team, yo, what do you guys want to drink? They're like it's on you guys. Yo, you guys are the ones buying bottles. We're like, all right, buying the cheapest one.
I mean, it's nice that Ciroc was the cheapest bottle over here. Yeah. That's usually what.
Even Ciroc's were $150.
Yeah, $150.
Yeah.
So we split. We got two bottles. We split that two something between us. And then they had the whole fire, sparkles and stuff like that. We love Nipissing. Yeah. It's a flex. It's such a flex. Because we were the lady was when do you want to order? We're like, wait till it fills up.
Yeah.
Because we want to flex that we just bought bottles for Nipissing.
Because buying bottles in Toronto, it feels so different. Because it's one, it's way more expensive. And two, you don't know anyone at the bar. So this is really a flex. Some random people I don't know.
Cool.
Everyone knows each other at the bar. We bought the thing out.
Yeah.
So it's everyone sees yo, this is Nipissing, this is Chris, this is Jalen.
Yeah.
They got bottles for the team.
Yeah.
It feels a little bit nicer.
It feels a little bit nicer. So the bottles came, the team was doing stuff. I got a haircut for the first time. I didn't even know what a haircut was. Apparently it's they pour liquor in your mouth and then they pour a different drink, the flavor drink in your mouth and then you swirl it.
Oh, I never heard of
that. That's what it's called. So you put.
I thought you were gonna say a slap shot because we do those a lot.
Yeah.
So I was told what a slap shot is. That's mental.
It is mental. Why? There's no benefit to it.
Exactly. Yeah. Why would you do that?
So it's different for girls and guys. Guys, you get liquor poured in your mouth, and then you close your mouth. As soon as you close your mouth, you get slapped in the face.
Yeah. And if it's a girl, you slap them in the ass.
Yeah. So usually girls do it because it's like, ha-ha, I got slapped in the ass. But the guys, like, the first time I did a slap shot, I didn't know what it was. I remember you
KG Toronto. Oh, I know they slapped you in the ass. They're like, I don't want to slap Jesse in the face. I want to slap him in the cheeks, ass. Boy.
So I got slapped in the face by a Team Canada bobsled guy. This man had the densest hand, and he was tall as shit. He used to play football. I didn't know what it was. He sees me, he's stressed out. He's like, hey, you need a slap shot. I don't know what the fuck is happening. I'm drunk. I get on one knee. He pours this fucking Smirnoff blue whatever raspberry vodka in my mouth. First of all, way too much. Mouthful of vodka. So I'm trying to swallow it. This guy cranks my shit. I've never been slapped so hard in my life. I literally was seeing stars. I'm guaranteed there was a concussion.
I can literally imagine like you're ringing your ears and just...
It's like you got hit with a flashbang.
Flashbang! Yeah. You know the sound it makes? That little... Yes. I genuinely was hearing that. And mind you, I'm still trying to swallow
Get up,
liquor.
Soldier! Get up!
Yeah.
Last leg!
Rangers lead the way! Fucking beginning of Modern Warfare 2 and the fucking Shepard... That's what it felt like.
Fuck,
dude. And like, I'm still trying to swallow this liquor. I obviously stopped because I got slapped in the face. And then my mouth is burning. Fucking vodka. I still gotta swallow this shit. And I'm dizzy. I'm like, what just happened? And
this is his first slap shot.
Imagine they put liquor in your mouth, you got slapped, and you just spit the liquor out.
I'm surprised I did it because I didn't see it coming.
That was such a waste.
I'm literally getting liquor poured in my mouth. And the second I close my mouth, and my eyes, I just get cranked. And I was like, what the fuck just happened?
Nah, bro. Haircut way better. Yeah, haircut is way cleaner. Better. I'm like, at first
it's
they're
just
like
a mixed drink in your mouth.
The first they're like, yo, Chris, can we give you a haircut? I'm like, no, why? I just got one. Cow cuts. They're like, no, we're gonna pour liquor in your mouth and you just gotta swirl it. I'm like, okay. It's like, don't swallow. So I took it down, whatever thing, and I'm like, all right, this is dope. One of the nip guys, it was like we had no more Ciroc, but we had like the flavored drinks left in the bottles
with
the mixers. And it's like, yo, I'm gonna go out into the crowd. I'm just gonna start pouring it in people's mouths and let's see if they think it's alcohol. We're like, bet. He took the red bottle.
Is this straight grenadine, bro? That's so sweet.
And he just started like pouring it, and girls were like, and they're like, hilarious. We getting drunk. I'm like, bitch, that's raspberry, bro. Like, this is raspberry juice.
It's straight grenadine.
Yeah.
That night before I had to leave for a medical emergency, like, because before 11:30 p.m., if you bought a mixed drink, it was $2.
Oh,
you got a double, it was
killed
$4.
Everybody, Ramon, it killed everybody. Rum and Coke, $2.
I bought 30. Because that would be buy 10 at a time. So I was like, cool, let me get 10. I sat down, I finished some, and I was like, I went back and I had another 10. They're like, yeah, sure. Then I went the third time, went to another guy, because the girl saw me the first time, because he didn't know how much I bought already.
Yeah.
I was like, hey, can I get 10 Rum and Cokes? He's like, 10? You sure? And I'm like, yeah. Sweet. Just poured it up, that's it. I was like, all right, cool, sick, perfect. That was $60.
Yeah. Ugh. I wish.
It was insane. So I just kept them back at my booth, and I was just giving them out.
Like, what's crazy is that once we left, they started playing like Afrobeats too.
I know, I heard.
So here's another thing that was really crazy about Nipissing and how competitive they are is that you go to club nights, it's the club night, so like Jesse said, things will start popping around like midnight.
Yeah.
You don't leave until like 2 if you're partying really hard. Nipissing was a hard cut at 12. There, I'd be like, yo, the first night I'm like, yo guys, when do you guys want to go? I'm gonna go home with you guys. We'll go together. They're like, no, you don't have to. I'm like, we'll go together. And it's like 11:30. They're like, we're gonna leave at 12. I'm like, 12? I'm like, we're here until like 3. And they're like, yeah, but we want to be ready for tomorrow.
They're locked in, bro.
Every single club night. The last club night, half of my team stayed at the hotel. And I'm like, why are you guys saying? They're like, honestly, like, it's cold outside, and like tomorrow's gonna be the last day, and we want to be locked in for volleyball and
Gym what was ball.
And like and bench ball and stuff like that, and so we're probably gonna stay in. And I'm like, yo, this is my team, bro.
They were locked in. That's why you guys were locked in.
12 o'clock hits, and I'm like, yo, whoever wants to come back with me, come back now. And like the rest of the team, we left the club, went back to the hotel. Cade locked in.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. But yeah, that was King Games, man. There's a lot more to talk about, but that's offline.
Yeah, well, everything else, just ask us in person, because the rest of it cannot go on the podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What have you been doing, Ramon?
Buddy, nothing. Literally, I'm stuck at this job site and I'm one particular site.
You've been grinding that same site. I thought you were on multiple.
Yeah,
sites.
That's, so that's what I was saying. I'm like,
you've been sending snaps the whole time.
Of the same like board that you're like fixing the wires for.
It's three panels.
So oh, like, three panels.
Yeah, okay, three buildings. So I got to do three.
Like, but like you were at those sites like constantly. Yeah.
Damn, bro, that's a grind.
But you finished them though.
No, I'm in the third one. I'm like halfway through the third one.
You went this morning to the same site?
Yeah.
Damn, bro.
Yeah. I think today was supposed to be like the deadline, but then like everything else there was so delayed.
Just push it.
No, they're not gonna care that like.
Oh yeah.
Everything else is late.
Like, oh. Yeah. So.
So like they're not gonna care that you're.
You're late on it. Yeah.
But so, that's. I mean, other than that, yo. I know I found someone cut a bunch of wires because they made like a hatch for the rooftop in a building. They cut our wires.
Oh shit!
So they had to replace them?
No, I just had to like rerun the wire. Like we just rerun.
But you said they cut them.
They like so you know like in commercial buildings there's like the metal roofs and shit like that. They made a hatch, I guess, or an airway flow or something like that.
Yeah, they're probably gonna.
So like, it's a big like.
Yeah,
you know, hole, and then there's a pipe with like fire alarm wires running through it, and they like cut it
so that they can
But
like, was it an old wire they cut or like the one you just put in?
No, it was like the original.
Oh, so these have been cut. Okay. That's from, what I was, like, I was before you got there.
No, like it was a part of the system. It was like live.
Oh, I see.
And then like they just cut it. And
that's kind of fucked.
So then we were like, yo, like what if it was like, you know, electrical and he has like 200 volts in it? The guy would have died.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's what I did.
I feel so bad for just talking about Kin Games the last 40 minutes.
No, I'm like living it by you guys telling the story.
I mean, it was a different kind of work.
It was
what you did compared to what we did.
Yeah.
Like I feel like between the three of us, you probably had the most fun. Even
who
me?
Like what? This past week, like Chris. Sorry.
Yeah, it was.
Chris had the most fun.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
It was a lot more laid back because obviously like I Ambos could have easily gotten away with doing nothing this year.
Oh, you usually 100%. Do. Yeah. If I'm being honest, you.
But like, all we were really in charge of was. Getting your team on the bus
on
the
time.
Because you have the captains too, which they have known their team, they're with their team constantly,
and they also have the schedule
too, so we're just relaying information that the captains don't, but our captains were on top. Shout out Nate and Maddie, like they were on top of it, so it was like we could have gotten away with just hanging out.
Yeah,
so it was very laid back for us.
And then the vibes,
and then the vibes,
you gotta bring the vibes. If your team's tired, you gotta be the ones to be like, all right, rally.
Yeah. So it was, it was chill.
Mental.
New topic. Princess has been gone from the media recently. Princess Kate of Wales.
I don't like her.
Why? What'd she do to you?
The whole beef with the rest of like Harry and Meghan and shit.
Oh, you into that?
If I'm picking sides, you know I'm rocking with Meghan Markle and Prince Harry, bro. Come on.
Is she back?
Cause yes, she was fine as hell.
Rachel's. She was.
Well, she still is, but like it's different because she royalty now. But like, so
royalty. Before she started
dating and eventually marrying Prince Harry, she was like my celebrity crush, bro. Meghan Markle from Suits.
Yeah,
Rachel
Suits.
Zane.
You know,
she didn't look fine as hell, bro.
You know, she used to be the briefcase girl on Deal or No Deal.
Yeah, she's
really.
Meghan Markle.
Wow,
that was her, so she got caught off of that, like her big break. And then she got asked to like do movies and like TV shows and
whatnot. Look at her now, foine as hell. And now she's royalty, bro.
From royalty. Suitcase for Howie Mandel.
Yeah.
Is it Howie Mandel?
Howie Mandel.
Yeah. To
royalty, bro.
Bitch.
You open a mass suitcase. Me.
Trust me.
Now you open a mass suitcase.
Yeah, but Kate didn't fuck with her, neither did the royal family. So
now all of them got cancer.
Now y'all got cancer. I hope y'all get better. That's fucked up. I don't want to see you
be like. Yeah, we don't pray cancer upon anybody.
But put some respect on Meghan and Harry. Those are my dogs.
Yeah. It's been a little bit sus because I've been following the news just kind of like just a little bit. And I seen that like she posted a picture.
Well,
and then it was like the most controversial picture ever because it was like.
Who posted a
picture? Kate.
Okay.
Because it was a picture of her and her three kids.
Okay.
But it was terribly photoshopped. Like there was a lot of things in that picture that was like Photoshop, and people were like, were like saying, "Yo, what's happening to her? We haven't seen her in months. Did she like? Is she kidnapped? Is it another Princess Diana situation? Because like they've only seen Prince William, but they haven't seen Kate around for months.
Yeah,
and they've been talking about how like rumors saying that they're having a divorce, maybe, or maybe she's
They're not gonna have a divorce. That's not royalty, like
or
they won't let that happen.
Well, I mean, you can. Because Diana
and got a divorce. Charles were the only ones.
Yeah,
and then look what happened.
Because the last person to get divorced ended up abdicating the throne.
Yeah.
So like that was a little bit of the rumors. And
that's a big word.
Abdicated. Yeah.
I'm so proud of you, big dog.
Abdicated.
That's how tight the dude is today. Yeah. The dude is telling me what to say.
It's keeping the brainwaves in there.
It's keeping the brainwaves and abdicating the damn throne. I think
abdicate. I did not wake up today thinking I'd hear the word abdicate.
Abdicate, really? Yeah, just abdicate. Come on now. But they haven't seen her in months. And then she finally released like a statement. But people are still saying like, yo, whatever. It's like Photoshop. But this is my thing. Why are you so invested in other people's lives, man?
That's actually facts.
Why are you not invested in your royal life?
Family.
Bro, that's what I'm saying, bro.
I don't know. I was going to say like, yo, who gives a fuck? Like,
that's what I'm saying.
I feel bad that like she has cancer.
Well, of course,
like
yeah,
that,
it sucks. She's still bad for anybody that has cancer.
No, that's what I mean. Like, it's unfortunate now, but how many other people have?
That's what I'm facts. Exactly.
Yeah, I was actually just like, because I know you watch Sidemen, right? So like Toby was just in Australia.
Yeah.
And there's a YouTuber out there.
Oh, you saw a video of the girl
who had cancer. She died.
Oh, she died?
She died yesterday.
The one that he met up.
So literally less than like just over a week after they uploaded the video, he met up with a girl in Australia. Yeah. Surprising, because she was like, I want to be beside
that. Actually made me tear up.
It happened to me that Toby was, I was crying on that video, man.
Yo, when like the first moment he made eye contact with
the interaction, yeah.
He instantly.
As soon as
he started tearing up.
Her jaw dropped and she was so happy.
Bro, I knew like, bro, like, this guy is like a legitimate, like a super nice guy. Because nice, like, bro, his emotion was so like
genuine.
Yeah, because he instantly started crying. And I was like, yeah. Same, and I said like I was crying,
and I was crying too.
My mom even checked on me because my mom was trying to order something on Amazon, so she opened my door and she saw me crying. I was like, I just blew my nose, my eyes were watering.
He's crying like a
bitch ass son crying for get us, son.
Like, oh man, and there was like videos of her from before she had cancer. She was singing and shit. She was so happy, but now she passed like yesterday or 2 days ago.
Fuck.
Yeah, but literally 9 days after the video got uploaded.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, man. Sad shit.
Man, don't
worry. So, I mean, it's hard to see stuff like that and care that she has cancer, respectfully. Because it's like, yes, you're a mother of three, and I do think it's still very sad. You're also royalty. I know you're going to get the best treatment possible. Like, this family was living in the hospital. They didn't have a home.
Yeah.
Now the mother doesn't have a child anymore. She's a single mother. I don't know if she has any other siblings. I don't think so.
But the royalty... She just got out of surgery. She probably has like the best doctors in the world.
Yeah.
She's living in Buckingham, whatever hick castle they live in, sipping on that baby blood. Like, just stop this. So like they're good, bro. So like, so why y'all really glazing on these people? Like,
I don't understand why it's like this made like news, bro. Like why didn't that girl make news?
Exactly.
Like I get it, the royalty, whatever. But just
because your family used to live in castles and fight wars and stuff like that, you guys have a prime minister now, bro. Like, realistically, don't mean. But like, because I guess it's the UK. Like, the royalty is everything. They're celebrities.
Apparently, the UK is like the royal family.
They like, love the royal. They're just celebrities.
That's grim.
That's grim.
That's
grim.
Really,
that's funny as hell.
Frank, I forgot what I was gonna say. They're just stand-ins, though, right? Because, like, they have prime ministers. What power do they still have left?
Not much.
Not much, but they just have a lot of shit.
At this point, it's like I don't want to dumb it down to the point where I say clout, but it kind of just is.
Yeah.
Like, just realistically,
the prime minister, like, and I guess the prime minister is like a representation of the monarchy, no matter what country you're in. Like, if you have a prime minister, you're a representation of the royal, whatever, king, I guess.
So does that same with Canada, too?
Yeah.
Oh. So, like, Trudeau is, like,
technically, that's why we don't have a president. Because
the prime minister is supposed to be a representation of, at the time, Her Majesty the Queen.
Yeah.
Even though we're technically an independent country, I think there's still, we still have links to the monarchy. That's why we still have like the faces on the money and all that kind of shit.
Yeah,
it's dumb. But.
I don't know why, but there was something that like a certain amount of something in Canada goes back to like the royal family.
Oh, I think we talked about this once.
Oh, yeah. I know we talked about this. It's like some like dollar amount on your tax.
Was it like the royal family? Or like someone else was telling me like a portion of the land transfer tax or something like
that. Oh, that was Sebastian, I think.
Possibly.
So it was like, it's like you
don't... Because like, we don't really own the land.
So yeah, you don't own this property. The monarchy owns this property. The king owns this land.
Yeah.
So if the king was like, yo, hop off. I want to build a convenience store right on this property right now.
Could you imagine?
You have to leave.
Imagine
even though you bought this land, it's not yours. You're kind of just renting it.
You're renting it
from the monarchy. Yeah.
But imagine though, you get a letter in the mail with a royal seal on it.
Don't quote us on this. Yeah. I think this is all speculation.
It's deeper than that. I'm sure there's also more legal.
Yeah, it's obviously
deeper than that. But essentially, in a sense, the most dumbed down version of it is probably that.
Yeah.
But the idea of getting a letter in the mail one day or a fucking carrier pigeon with a fucking royal seal being like, you must abdicate your lands.
Abdicate.
We want to build a quickie mart.
Yeah. That's crazy. We're going to build a beef patty place. Yeah. On rustic,
a new fucking kebab store.
That'd be so wild. But yeah. So I mean, but also they have fucking a lot of money.
They're rich.
Like this.
Shit.
These are people that you know had money before our lineage fucking started.
Yeah, absolutely, bro.
Ooh, lineage.
They're literal day ones.
Yeah.
Of England, so
yeah,
it is what it is.
That's funny. And then,
at this point, the way I see them is because, like, I guess, yes, royalty, like, you literally are from a lineage of kings and queens. But now that we don't really use that as our political system anymore, you're no more than just a really famous family.
Yeah.
You know, like, who's to say that you're nowhere near, you're a Kardashian, you're a Gotti, you know what I mean? Like,
they are, but I think they just have so much more.
Well, of course, yeah, because they've been in the game long.
And more history, right?
Yeah, of course.
I don't know. I think there's just a lot of news that are not.
It's not really important.
Nah. Like, she'll be all right. She's not unfortunate, but her family will be all right.
Yeah. It is what it is. Yo, stay safe. Weather stay sucks. Crispy. Get your circadian rhythm up.
Yes. Drink your water.
Drink your water. Don't abdicate to nothing. That's, I don't know. That's the new word.
It's going to be the title of the podcast somehow. Abdicate
Fam, I don't even know how to spell that word. I'm going to be honest with you.
A-B-D-I-C-A-T. Abdicate.
Abdicate? Abdicate. Kate. If, Princess Kate.
Yes.
Shut up. They're doing something. They're doing something.
I hate this guy.
They're doing something right now.
Every podcast I say, I hate this guy.
Listen. God. Hold on. Something's speaking to me. Abdicate.
That's the Lulu, bro.
They're kicking her out, bro. It's done. She got to leave. She got to cut. Charles, you got to cut. Sausage fingers, got to cut.
Charles, I gave him like 3 years tops.
You gave him 3 years? Dog, he's about to expire.
How old is he?
He's up there.
He's like 70-something.
He's in his 70s?
Yeah, let me confirm this.
I just saw a video of some fucking 72-year-old black dude in South Carolina fishing for shrimp, and he looked like he was 50. This motherfucker looks like he's going to expire tomorrow, and he's in his 70s also? That is insane.
But 70s is all pretty old.
Nah.
75.
75?
Yeah, he looks like ass for 75.
Respectfully, he looks terrible.
I mean, when he married Princess Diana, like, you know how Diana looked like pristine, very beautiful?
Yeah.
He looked like he was already like 50.
That's true.
So.
Yo, 75?
75.
He looks like not a day under 82.
He does look over 80.
Like, there's no, wow.
Yeah, that like, egg.
But, cool.
That egg was his super burn.
Trump, how old's Trump?
Trump's older than that.
Yeah, I think Trump is older
Trump
than
is
that.
Also 70-something.
He's in his late 70s, I think.
Yeah. And I'm like, oh, like even Trump looks a little
Well, Trump looks shitty, but he doesn't look as shitty as King Charles.
Yeah,
King Charles that's what I mean, is fucking
Donald Trump is 77.
77?
Yeah, he's older than King Charles.
Yeah.
That makes sense. But like, damn. King Charles, buddy. Man uses dirt for his skincare routine.
He didn't. Maybe he didn't drink the blood, yo.
It's
maybe
the
he didn't.
Maybe
drink,
he crip.
Maybe he crip.
Maybe he crip.
Could you imagine? That's the news headline I want to see. Yo, King Charles was actually best friends with Tookie Williams.
Man. Yo, and there's a picture of him just going like this.
He's just going.
That's what I want to see, yo. But any picture of him on Epstein Island, I want to see him cripping on Crenshaw.
Nah, he down on crit, son. Yo, he down on crit.
The picture of him and Nipsey Hussle together. Yeah. Oh my day, that'd be hard as hell.
It's him, Harambe, all of them in the clouds, bro. All crit, on crit.
Yo, by the way, that I know. Like, sorry, we said we're gonna end it, but like that meme photo, whenever someone celebrity dies now,
they add it to the collage.
The staircase into the collage, and it's just everybody in there.
Yeah,
is one of my favorite things that happens.
Oh no, it's best.
Like whenever someone dies, I get sad, but I'm happy they're joining the photo.
Yeah,
just to that point,
they're throwing up animals and stuff, whatever.
Yo, anyways, it's everything in there.
Ramon, sign us off, man.
How?
I don't know. Let's make it up. Let's
make it up.
Let's make it up. Try something new.
Ba 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 ba. We're signing off. We're signing off. Ba 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 ba. We're signing off. We're signing off.
I can't co-sign this, big dog.
Follow us on all the podcast apps, iTunes, Spotify, wherever you see podcasts. Follow us on Instagram. If you like it, then give us like a share, a rating, whatever you do on podcast apps. I don't know.
Yeah.
And then let us know what you want to hear in the next episode. But we out.
Peace.
Ba 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 ba. Signing off. Signing off.